Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life
right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. If you're new to Revolutionary Life, keep in mind, we're here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're new to this channel, you got to know that this is a call-in show. I set aside a whole half of this show for you. I call it Your Time to Shine. The first half of the show, I'll present the material, and then I'm just going to open up my lines, baby. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, I got a phone number. I'll put you right on the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. Also, I got a chat room, baby. I'm going to open that chat. You got questions, comments, concerns, you want to put them in the chat, I'll be monitoring that. It's a call-in show. That's for you. Now, tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're going to look revolutionarily, and I told you, we deal with every aspect of things that affect our lives every day. We just come at them from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. Revolution is just change. There's different modes of revolution, but it's all about change. And there's a lot of things out here need to be changed. I'm telling you. And so change is inevitable. It's coming. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. Shit, this is December. The sun has made a whole trip around. The earth has made a whole trip around. The sun is back again. You finna start out a new year. Shit's changing as we speak. Revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. The reactionary wants to hold change back, which is a futile effort. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're going to talk about your health. The topic of this presentation is your health begins with you, no body and no thing else. You don't hear me. Before this night is over, I hope you will. Tonight we take a revolutionary look at disease, health, and we ask you, exactly who's responsible? Whose responsibility is it for you and your kids and your family's health and your community's health? Answer that question for me when I open up these lines. But let me tell you, I want to do another piece on health today. I've done it before, guys. Also, if you're new here, I want you to remember, all of our shows are archived. And so I got an on-demand section. If you come to this and stroll down, you're going to see all of our previous shows. And so I've done health. I've done vaccines. You're going to find one of my presentations that says vaccines don't cure anything. If you thought it did, listen to that presentation for a moment. And then come back and tell me if you believe vaccines are medicine. If you believe vaccines are drugs or medicine, they're not. If you believe vaccine cures something, they don't. That's not their purpose, as a matter of fact. They're not created to cure damn things. And we're going to get into vaccines tonight because guess what? You might have to take another shot. There might be another lockdown. Because there's a new variant of this COVID, the SARS-CoV virus. Now, I know we had the Delta variant. I know we had the... And now we got the Omicron variant. And when I say variant, all I'm saying is it's the same COVID-19. It's just changed the way it do things because it ran into a problem. That problem might have been this bullshit. The problem might have been the ineffective vaccine. And I say ineffective only in the sense that a virus is just like any other thing on Earth that wants to exist. If a species is threatened, it adapts. Right? If your species, if your life is threatened, you adapt to stay alive. You hear variants of COVID-19, different types of nobody changes. The vaccine don't wake up one morning and say, you know, I'd like to have another leg sticking out or whatever those things that stick out on the vaccine, proteins. I think I'd look good if I had three more proteins. That's bullshit. A vaccine will only, anything living only starts to evolve, only forces change, only mutates when it runs into an obstacle to its survival. So is it any wonder why fully vaccinated people are getting monochrome, the variant? Because COVID ain't done yet. And ain't nothing stopped it. It's still COVID-19. It's just COVID-19 and I figured another way to stay alive in you. It's mutated. It's a variant, they call it. Oh, it varies. It's a variant. It didn't exist a year ago. It didn't exist before vaccines. We weren't talking about Omicron. Before vaccines, we weren't talking about Delta. Hello? Before vaccines, there was just COVID-19. Once we start hitting everybody up, now we got variants. It's a direct correlation. It might not be a cause. It might not be causative of, I'm not saying that, but it's damn sure collateral. It's damn sure correlated. It damn sure coincides with the introduction of vaccines. And so tonight, as the new warnings are going out about the new variant, and how it's spreading all over the place now, New York, all over the world, and different places in the world, especially Europe and America. this new Omicron vaccine, a variant of the COVID-19 virus. Like again, I say it's still the COVID-19. Just because it's got a new name, baby, it's still the COVID-19. As a matter of fact, its clinical name, its scientific name, is SARS, COVID-19, Omicron, full name. That's the full name. And all it's saying is this is the COVID virus variant. A variant. I want you to look that word up if you don't know what it means, if you're just listening to your news station and you think, oh, okay, variant. Yeah. Maybe another type of, another COVID out there. No, ain't no another COVID. It's the same COVID. It's just done figured out a way to stay alive over and above what you've been trying to do to stop it. Maybe what you've been trying to do to stop it is weak. I mean, I know we have an experimental vaccine now. It's never been tested on the overall public. They tell me they've been researching it for years, this mRNA vaccine, using a piece of DNA from a virus instead of using a dead virus as a vaccine component. They just take a piece of the virus, it's genetic material, and they put RNA, ribonucleic acid, and they put that in, and they use that to make the vaccine. Maybe the experiment, the beta testing that's going on now, if you're a beta tester, and that's exactly what you are, by the way, they've done one test in-house, clinical trials, and they've come out with the clinical trials. Yeah. But on the overall public, tall people, short people, fat people, old people, young people, you know, when they, on the overall public, is a beta test, that's all. It's a secondary test. Just like I put out, I'm a tech guy, right? My major in university was IT, information technology. And we had new programs come out. That was new programs come out. In fact, you could be a part, you could be part of the clinical trial. You could be a tester, if you like, of new stuff that came out before it hit the public. And then, even if it looked good with a few people trying it out, when they release it to the general public, they still have to monitor it, because there's too many variations out here, and y'all use y'all computers in so many different ways that y'all still might screw this program up, or this program still might be detrimental to some of y'all using different computer modalities. And so you were called beta testers when we turned it loose to the public. It was the new software or whatever. It had been tested in-house, one test, alpha test, and now it's being beta tested. That means we release the software out to the community, and we're checking to see all the problems that come in, and then we'll send patches out. You ever get an update, a security update here, there, an update here, there? That's because they're finding flaws that they didn't see in the original test. Every software engineer knows what I'm talking about. Windows 11 just came out. But I bet you there's an update. I bet you there's going to be several updates. And then if you just ask, and sometimes it comes with information, an update does, and if you just seek that information, it will tell you that some problems have been solved with this update. This update is a patch. What is a patch, guys? Anybody ever had a bicycle? And when it went on a flat, and your tire went on a flat, you put a patch on that inner tube, and you blew that bicycle back up. If we find a hole, we have to patch it, that hole. If you got a hole in your pants, in the old days, they would put a patch on that hole. But it did have a hole. It did need a patch because it had a hole in it. And so when you get an update on your software, if you look closely, it will tell you what it's patching, the problem it found, and how it's dealing with it through this update. Same thing here needs to be understood with this new, quickly put out, skipping some secondary, thirdary tests or something that they figure we can skip those because we got a pandemic. So let's hurry up and get this drug out there, this vaccine out there. So yeah, it came out pretty fast. It didn't take a year or two like some vaccines. Oh no, we got that out in months. And it tested okay with the clinical trials. 100 people, 1,000 people. But 300 million, and that's 330 million in this country or more, when it went out that way, that was a beta test. And if you're doing contact tracing and if you're monitoring your population, you begin to see if when problems come up. Thousands of lawsuits, guys, have been passed against these vaccines from people who are having adverse I'm sorry. It's just words, right? Adverse effects. What the hell is an adverse effect? People nervous systems. People tongues are swelling. People are having different things, and so they're filing lawsuits right now. But guess what? The federal government, I think, has made sure that most of these pharmaceutical companies are indemnified. You know what an indemnification is? They're protected against lawsuits. So none of the thousands, last I heard, at least 3,000. The last report was 3,000 and something lawsuits against Moderna and these pharmaceutical companies who are issuing these vaccines. because some of the people who are taking them are getting blood clots and all kinds of stuff, right? And so, last I heard, none of these lawsuits have been won. Why? Because these pharmaceutical companies, these businesses who produce products to sell you, one of their products are drugs and the like, their product is indemnified. They are protected against a lot of your attempts to get remedies when these drugs, these products do you harm instead of help you. Y'all don't hear me. All you got to do is watch TV, regular TV, and tell me if you ever seen this, if you ever heard this on a TV station, on a TV commercial. Quote, have you or a loved one taken blah, 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 blah drug? Call 1-800-FIGHT-BACK. You may be eligible to join a lawsuit or to get into a lawsuit against this company. Have you had a MASH? Are you taking Reservoir? Are you taking all these? I can't think of them now, but any number of drugs, guys. Turn on your TV right now, tonight, and see if that law firm commercial don't come on. And the drugs that they're going to be talking about, the drugs these law firms are suing and saying, our loved one, taken? These drugs are FDA-approved drugs. These drugs have been out there on the market. You could go to the prescription, and you can get prescription for these drugs long before COVID came along, long before these vaccines came along. These drugs were out there. Metformin, all this kind of stuff. These drugs have been out there and been issued to people. And then one day you hear a commercial on TV that says, have you, our loved one, taken? Guys, I'm just saying, oftentimes, I'm just saying you're beta testing. This is just a test. And when you go get your shot, accept the fact that you are participating in a clinical trial. Yes, you are. Because it's never been tried before on the public, on the general public, all kinds of people from all kinds of places, with all kinds of conditions and all that stuff. Now that it's been released to the general public, now they can gather the data that they really needed to send out patches, boosters. That's a patch, maybe. And now, here I am, talking to you about your health. And I want to ask you, who's responsible for your health? The government? Pharmaceutical companies? Are you? I want you to think about that for a minute. Who's responsible for your health? The people who make the pills, the doctors who give you the prescriptions, the hospitals, these are 90% of the hospitals that you go to, 90% of the doctors that you see, all 100% of the pharmaceutical companies are all private businesses, private hospitals. They're not public. They're not government hospitals. We don't, government healthcare, if people ran when Obama talked about government-funded healthcare, especially the conservatives, I guess. I don't know. But a lot of people did. People don't want you to talk about centralized health care like they got in Europe, which ain't helped them very much because they're entering into this privately run, private and government together run system, I guess it would, you would call it. You see, most of your health care, most of your drug, do you know that the FDA doesn't do their own test on drugs? Not just drugs, any number of things. But in the last 10, 20 years, the FDA has relied on the company producing the drug to do the test. So they don't have to pay for it. So the government don't have to pay for the test. So y'all save some money. And so the company does their own test, or they get some outside, quote unquote, outside little testing facility to do the test. And then they send the results to the FDA. The FDA reads the paperwork and checks, and if it looks good, they approve it. But they don't do their own test. They let the same people who produce it work out getting it tested. And you send the federal government the paperwork. That's all. Who's responsible for your health? Pharmaceutical companies? Your government? Or you? This is Revolutionary Life. That's the name of this program. Anytime you seek independence, it's revolutionary. They want you to depend on one of those two things I just mentioned, those two entities, for your entire well-being. Corporations, in the health area, that would be private hospitals, private, not public, private hospitals, and private pharmaceutical companies. And so that's where you get your health care right now for most of you. I mean, you go to bed and you wake up every day in that body of yours for 20 years, for 50 years. Every day, every night, you go to bed and wake up with that body. And then the first time it hurts, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? And you don't find that strange. Well, he went to school. He's a doctor. He went to school. Well, let me tell you something. When you go to a clinic, when you go see a doctor, private practice, and I keep emphasizing private, guys, because these are private businesses. Medical care. Hospitals were started by churches. Different motivation, guys. Not money-making enterprises. St. Jude, St. Joseph, Baptist, Methodist. Hospital, Baptist Hospital. Initially, most of your hospitals were started by religious institutions and the like, who you could believe, you could suppose or hope gave a damn about you and your health. Not today. They might still have these names on them, Saint this and Saint that. But 90% of their income and their practice is private. That's to say, it's a private business. And a private business has a different agenda. It must have to survive. It must make a profit. It must ensure that its stockholders gain and money and resources as a result, or they will not buy stock. It has an obligation to his stockholders and shareholders and stakeholders, not you. It's not a public entity. A public entity, like a public health department, in its founding documents, most public entities have the words, its mission statement, its reason for being, its statement of purpose and its founding documents will often be somewhere in there a goal of the public good. You'll see the word public good in a public entity's founding documents. You won't find that language in the founding document of any corporation. A corporation's founding documents must be, it's somewhere in their document, it must speak to the needs and the interest of the shareholders, stockholders, stakeholders of that business. And it will serve those needs of those people long before it serves yours. And if you don't know that by now, guys, there's a tons of examples. But let's just say, in general, a business job is not a business reason for being. It's to survive and grow and profit. That's fine. But when it comes to healthcare, and you're looking to a business to go out of its way, now, I heard someone say the other day that they had a response, a negative response from a vaccine. And they said people act like they didn't want to hear me complain. They told me to go back to my general practitioner and see what he says about it, blah, 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 blah. But the people giving out the vaccine didn't want you coming back talking about, I got this problem and that problem. That ain't their job. Their job is to put that vaccine in you. So let's talk about that. What does a vaccine do? I told you. I have an on-demand section with my old shows. And in my old show, there was a show I have called Vaccines Do Not Cure Anything. Is that news to anybody out there? Look up vaccine, guys. Y'all got to do your own work, of course. But look up vaccines and you'll find out that the goal of the vaccine is to kick in, to kickstart, to activate, to cause to go into action your natural homegrown immune system, your immune system. When they shoot you with a vaccine, they're done. Everything else is left up to you, that you know that. The goal of a vaccine is to activate, to kick in your personal immune system. We all got one. And then your immune system will wake up when you got vaccine goes in and then go to work on whatever they just shot in you, into your bloodstream, by the way, which is a whole nother issue. We'll get to that. But that's the goal of the vaccine. The vaccine should excite, activate, kick in your personal immune system. Guess what? If your immune system ain't about nothing, if you ain't never looked after your health to the point where you have a strong, responsive immune system, if you're taking a drug that depresses your immune system, and they give those out, cyclosporine. If you had a transplant, you might have a drug that suppresses your immune system so it doesn't reject the transplanted organ or kidney or whatever. You might get transplanted, right? If your immune system ain't working, ain't no vaccine going to help you. That's like kicking a dead horse. You got a dead-ass immune system. You got a weak-ass immune system. So when something come along worse than the flu, it's gonna bring you down. I don't care how many vaccines they shoot into you. How many shots you got? One, two, a booster. That's three shots. And now we got Omicron. You finna get number four? At what point, the fifth shot, the sixth shot, the seventh shot, the eighth shot, at what point do you wake up, man? and said, wait a fucking minute. How many shots I got to take to get rid of this stuff? Ain't no shot. I'm sorry. Ain't no shot. There is no vaccine that's going to strengthen your immune system. Oh, no. If it ain't strong already, if you're elderly, let's say, and fragile, you may have a weak immune system. Ain't no vaccine that's going to do anything for you. Sorry. If you're obese, in other words, what they call a comorbidity, they ain't going to tell you all the stuff, man. They're going to give you some words like comorbidity. And you're going to sit there and scratch your head. Okay, a comorbidity. What's a comorbidity? Bullshit. If you're already suffering from a disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular diseases, your immune system is already taxed. You stand a chance of the vaccine not doing a damn thing for you. I'm sorry. A vaccine's goal is to kick in your, and I emphasize that, immune system. You can't, you can kick a dead horse, but that ain't going to make them get up and run. So, in that previous presentation, just as I do in this one, I emphasize personal responsibility for your health. Somebody going to say, no. Come to see me. Come to see a doctor. Come get this shot. Come take this drug. Come, let's listen to what the pharmaceutical company said. Let's listen to what the government says. Let's listen to somebody else. And you like that shit. You go to bed and wake up with your body every day, and when it hurts, you run to one of these people. One of these institutions, these businesses. Keep in mind, these are businesses, right? These are private hospitals, private practices. When I use that word private, I use it juxtaposed. I use it as opposed to public. There's public entities out here, and there are private entities out here. They have different reasons for being, don't they? In their documents, in their very documents, their purpose, their mission statements are different. And they're going to be true to their reason for existing. To enrich their stockholders, a business. To make profit, a business, a private institution. Or public good, a public entity. A government entity, your entities. 90% of the health out there, our health care has been turned over to private industries to provide to you. You think you're in pretty good hands understanding these entities' nature and reason for being out there? You're going to leave it up to a private hospital or a private doctor? Look, me and the guy, I'm a private doctor. I'm not. I'm just saying. For instance, if I was a private, I had a private practice, and me and several of my doctor friends, colleagues, got together and put some money together and bought an MRI machine. Now, they're very expensive. And maybe we didn't buy it completely. Maybe we just paid down on it or something. And we got ourselves an MRI machine. How are we going to fully pay for that MRI machine? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to start sending you patients. Tests, you guys. Everybody know what a TEST is, and they love them. Oh, you can take this medicine, take this prescription down to your down to the pharmacy and get this prescription, and it'll help you with the runny nose or the muscle aches or whatever. In the meantime, we got to do some tests before we know exactly what it is, right? So we're going to take a swab and do some tests. Oh, we're going to send you out here and take an MRI We're going to send you over here, and we're going to do a biopsy. We're going to send you over here, and we're going to do some bariatric to find out what's really going on in you. So we still got to do some time. When them tests come back, we'll know something. We'll know better. And so you go home, take the medication down to the prescription, spend that money, and then you wait for them tests to come back. Tests, man, that's where the money at. They were doing tests on my mama damn near to the day she died. Where you going, Mom? They want me to go out here, she would say. They need me to go out here and take a biopsy because they don't know what exactly it is. And so they want to take a biopsy. Okay. They want me to go over here and take an MRI. This week, I'm going out to take an MRI. And they're doing some more tests on my blood. They're doing a blood test. They want me to come in. Oh, man. They be working your ass. They be working you for every dollar they can get out of you, and you don't see that. Because you figure they're working for your good. They're doctors. They're hospitals. Wouldn't they give a damn about your health? But if I'm a private hospital and I make money by filling beds, you don't hear me. If an empty bed means I ain't making no money in that hospital, I need some beds. I need to fill them beds up. That's just a matter of fact. The motivation is different, guys. Listen to me. When private industry involved themselves, when a private industry with a whole different reason for being involved themselves in your health, look out. That's all I'm saying. Be careful. Be careful. You remember when New York had the big COVID, the first time when it came out, they had the big spread of COVID in New York City, in New York. Governor Cuomo ordered PPE, personal protective gear, for the nurses and doctors who were seeing to COVID patients. When the gear didn't show up, ventilators and all that shit, when it didn't show up, Cuomo called the company that makes this hospital gear and says, where's my order? We need that hospital gear. We need PPE. We need protective equipment for our medical people. You know what they told him? Oh, we had it ready for you, but California governor called, and they paying more for it than you are. So we sent your shipment to them. That came out of Governor Cuomo's mouth and a presentation he did on the air. You know, he came on down there every day to talk about COVID back when it hit New York. And he talked about the difficulty, the supply chain. Yeah, you know, you've heard the supply chain problem. Yeah, he heard about the difficulty ordering stuff and it not showing up. So they called to find out why it ain't showed up. And turns out somebody paid more money for it than New York did. And so they sent New York shit to them people who paid more money because their goals are different. You just need to keep that in mind when you go to a private anything. Their reason for being. It's profit. Their reason for being is to ensure that their stockholders, shareholders, stakeholders benefit. And if you get in the way of that, guess who's going to get the benefit of the doubt? Guess what? You. So just keep that in mind. If you go to a public entity whose public good is their reason for being, you might find people there who give a damn. I don't know. Ain't too many of them left. We've contracted everything out to private corporations to run. For profit. For profit. We understand that. That's their main interest. And if they can't make money, they're going to get out the business. What else do you expect them to do? That ain't what they ain't in business just to be a service to you at their own expense. If their stockholders and investors' expense, they done promised their stockholders and investors that they're going to help them make money. So just keep that in mind when you're going to these private individuals for your health or your personal health. Can you offer a doctor a Hawaiian cruise, a cruise ship vacation? A pharmaceutical company can, if they agree to push their drugs. Can you go to Washington and stay there a weekend and lobby a congress and take a congressman out to lunch? Can you do that? When the last time you took a public official out to lunch? Pharmaceutical companies can take them out to lunch, pay for that lunch at the best places, nicest places, and talk to your public officials face to face. When the last time you've been able to do that? It's called lobbying. If you don't know what lobbying is, guys, it's a company that sends somebody to Washington to knock on doors and say, let's go to lunch. I want to talk to you about what's happening with my business and what we'd like to see done. Can you push your agenda like that? Can you go knock on doors? Can you take your public officials out to lunch? You're at a disadvantage. That's all I'm saying. And the bottom line is, nobody and no thing is responsible for your health besides you. I'm adamant about it because I know you don't want to hear about nuts and twigs. You don't want to hear about eating healthy. You don't go to health food stores. You think people who do that are hippies or something. You don't want to eat raw vegetables and fruits and vegetables only. You know, that's just nuts and twigs. You don't want to just you want some raw meat. You want some meat. I mean, I talked to a guy the other day, and we just having a conversation. And he was complaining about high blood pressure medicine. And they told him he was going to have to take this medication for the rest of his life. And I said, damn, that's a drug dealer's dream. You mean you got to come every month and fill that thing up until you dead? And he says, yeah, they tell me I got to take this blood pressure medicine for the rest of my life. It's because I got high blood pressure, hypertension and shit. And shoot, I'm finna go home and cook me some bacon and some hog and some pork chops or whatever it was. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. You got high blood pressure and you finna go eat pork? Cheap, fat pork? Oh yeah, I love me some bacon. I love me some this, that, and another. I said, all right, well, you can forget about high blood pressure. You can get about doing anything about your high blood pressure. You better stick to them pills the rest of your life because you ain't doing a damn thing for your health. I told you guys who listened into my show the last time when I did this thing on a plant-based diet, I was telling you guys that all of the diseases that we've dealt with in the past 10, 15 years in this country, the big ones, are all zootopic or zoonotic. I want you to look that up. Z-O-O-N-O-T-I-C. What is a zoonotic disease? Zo is a Latin word, I believe, Greek or Latin, that relates to animals, like a zoo. Z-O-O for zoo, about animals. Where a zootopic or a zootopic or the zodiac, you know, has animals. That's why it's called the zodiac, because a lot of the symbols are animals. A zootopic disease is a disease that comes from animals. 90% of the diseases that we've dealt with in the last 10 years in this country, 15, 20 years in this country, have been animal-related. From HIV that they said was simian, IV, SIV, monkeys, to avian flu, birds, chickens, to swine flu, or what the hell is a swine? Pig. 90% of the viruses we've had to address in this country in the past decade or so have all been zoonotic. And so I asked the doctors and the scientists, how does this happen? How does animal diseases jump over to humans like that? And their answer to me was one word, proximity. Proximity. Again, wordsmiths. Proximity means how close you are to animals. That's how an animal disease jumps. How much proximity, how close are you are to animals? I said, well, shit, I live in the city. I'm not close to anything, maybe cats and dogs, if at least, and I don't own either one of those. And then I thought for a minute, my own self, my own mind, and I said, how close can you get to an animal short of eating them? You don't hear me. Zoonotic diseases are diseases that jump from animals to humans. And the man said, how did it happen? When I asked how that happened, they told me proximity to animals. If you spend a lot of time on farms that grow, that have them thousands of pigs on them, stockyards that have these thousands of cows on them, chicken farms that has these cages and cages of chickens on them. If you spend a lot of time around these things and they get we know they get these diseases, but after a while, they can jump over to you. And I said, I don't get close to animals like that. And then I thought for a minute, and it dawned on me, how close can you get to an animal short of eating one? And so I spoke to a plant-based diet in that presentation. You can go back and look at that presentation. It's all on my on-demand section. So I spoke to a plant-based diet for two reasons. An animal virus attaches to the proteins of the cells of that animal, just like any virus. Most viruses attach themselves to your cell proteins. Well, if most of the protein in your body is animal protein, if you got all your protein from eating animal products, then most of the protein in your body, it came from animals. It's animal protein. And so the virus is very familiar with pig protein and chicken protein and cow protein. So it's going to see something in you very familiar, animal protein. Maybe when it runs into plant protein, and if you're looking at my site right now, you'll see some examples of the difference sources for plant protein and animal protein, like beans, like seven almonds has as much protein. Seven almonds have almost as much protein as a 4-ounce piece of steak. So you can get your protein from vegetables, plant sources. So when an animal virus comes over looking for animal proteins, the cells with animal protein to hook onto, they won't find very many familiar to them. I'm just saying. I'm no vegan guy. I'm no vegan. All right, make that clear. I'm no vegan. But there is something to be said. There is something to be said about eating things with life force in them, still in them. Apples, bananas, fruits, vegetables, eating things that still have life force in them. There is something to be said about eating things that still have life force in them versus eating the flesh of dead animals. Something about my own intuition, not because I'm studying it, but something about my own intuition tells me that if you're alive and you want to live, and if you eat things that still have some life force left in them, you know, a pinto bean or a sweet potato, you can drop into some water and you'll see vines growing up out of it. If you're eating things that still have life force in them, I say, I'm no vegan, but I say there must be some merit to eating that versus eating the flesh of dead animals. I don't know. Maybe it is. I ain't done no tests. Maybe not. And I'm no vegan. But there's something to be said in my mind between eating the flesh of the dead and eating things that still have life force in them. Nuts. Legumes. Fruits. Vegetables. You know what I mean? So tonight, guys, here on Revolutionary Life, what we presented tonight, as we get ready to go into our call-in section, what I'm presenting tonight, because Omicron is out there and they're talking about locking down and they're talking about coming up with another booster, shot number 4. And if there's another variant, you're going to probably get shot number 5. I don't know. And at some point, maybe around shot number 10, you're going to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe. Or maybe you're going to get in that line. Well, I got news for you. Moderna, I think it's Moderna, has come out with a vaccine that they want to try on Omicron. What they said in their paperwork is that it's 30% effective, and it still got passed by the FDA. 30% effective. And in my mind, I'm saying, wait a minute. If I was going skydiving, and they told me that 3 out of 10, only 3 out of 10 of the parachutes are going to open, I ain't going. 30% effective? That means there's 10 of y'all standing in line for that new vaccine. 7 of y'all wasting your time. I'm just saying. Their own paperwork said this shit's 30% effective. 10 of y'all standing in line. 7 of y'all wasting your time. But you finna go get that shot. Yes, sir, you're gonna go get that shot. That's the man told you to go get. But ain't nobody responsible for your health but you. That's revolutionary. When you take control over the things you can take control over, your body, and you don't have full control over that, given the abortion thing that's going on. But if you take control over your own body, that's revolutionary right there. That's a change right there. So if you don't go to health food stores, if you don't read health food shit, if you don't go on the internet and look around for healthy things, more power to you. There's always going to be a new drug or vaccine that's supposed to square everything away for you. So you just hang in there. You just hang in there. There must be hundreds of sites out there that have been trying to get your attention that tells you that vitamin E strengthens your immune system. I bet you don't have any. I bet you don't even know how to get it in your diet. You know how to go get a steak or a piece of chicken down on the corner store, or a fast food place to get a burger. You got that shit down packed. They done made it easy for you. They don't make it easy for you to get zinc, which strengthens your immune system. They don't tell you that certain fruits, certain elderberries, certain berries, oily fish, certain dairy products are full of vitamin D3. They didn't even tell you to go out into the sun and try to get direct sunlight on your skin, because direct sunlight will cause your body to produce its own vitamin D3, which is a integral element in your immune system. But if I told you to go buy some vitamin E, you'd go buy whatever you wanted to buy. You wouldn't pay no attention on shit like that. If I told you to eat some fruits and vegetables, you don't want to hear that. You want to go get a burger, bucket of chicken, and so you're dead. You want to go eat the dead and dying, or the dead flesh. Go ahead. Go ahead. Depend on the government and pharmaceutical companies, and they're going to come up with something for you. I mean, they got lots of shit for symptomatic relief. They got tons of shit for symptomatic relief. They don't have cures, guys. They can deal with symptoms. This will help your runny nose. We don't know why it's running. We're going to have to take some tests. That's the money. And then when the cancer or whatever takes over your body, they put your ass in a hospice until you're gone. They don't cure nothing. They've been collecting money for cancer since I was a child. They've been collecting March of Dimes and muscular. You tell me all the scientific and technology we got now where we can have a metaverse that we ain't figured out what's going on with cancer. There's been a heart foundation and all that shit since I was a kid. All that money. You'll wake up, hopefully, before you die. My family hasn't. I'm missing parents, brothers, and sisters. Not because somebody killed them. Not because they were in a plane accident or some shit. They all died from health. All of them died from health problems. And I couldn't talk to them about health anymore than I can talk to you about it. I ain't going to get into it, just to say to you that your health's got to be your responsibility. Don't spend your life in that body of yours. Body of yours. And then the first time it hurts, go to a stranger and say, hey, what's wrong with me? He don't know. He's going to stick a clipboard in your face. And you're going to write down all the shit he needs to know. What symptoms do you have? You're going to write down runny nose, chest pain. What medications are you taking? You're going to write that down on the little clipboard. He don't know. And then he's going to take all them symptoms and put them in the computer, and the computer is going to come back and give you a clinical diagnosis. There's something called a clinical diagnosis. They don't know what the classic disease is yet. They got to do some tests and wait till the tests come back. But initially in the clinic, you get a clinical diagnosis. And so the computer will add, because every disease is a collection of symptoms, guys. That's all it is. Every named disease is identified by the collection of symptoms that you had. Symptomatic relief is the order of the day, not cures. You can't make money curing people. And these are private institutions. And if you think your interest it's more important than their shareholders and stockholders and investors' interests. You got another thing coming. I'm sorry. Those are historically shaky hands to put your health in. Your health in too. So maybe after this, when you're on the internet, you might click on a natural health site, something you've never done before. You might walk into a health food store. You might realize that an orange or an apple, you might start putting lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruit for vitamin C in your home when you go shopping next time versus steaks and bacon and chicken and dead animals. And so instead of the dead animals, maybe you'll shop more for living things, grapefruits, oranges, apples, lemons, limes, filled with vitamin C, helps your immune system. You may buy some nuts this time, and not just because it's Christmas, but pecans, walnuts, almonds. Seven almonds has as much protein as damn near as a 4-ounce piece of meat. There's other sources of protein called plant protein. I got it right there on my site if you're looking at my site. You might care enough about that bullshit to start paying attention to it. I don't know. Maybe you make jokes out of it. Maybe you call me a health nut. Maybe you're saying you want me to start eating nuts and twigs. I ain't about to do that. I'm going to Burger King. I want me a double Whopper with cheese and blah, 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 blah. Or I'm going to cook me some pork chops. More power to you. And then maybe they'll have a vaccine for you when you get sick. Or at least they can handle your symptom. Here's something you can take for your muscle pain, aspirin, or your, because you can't sleep. But we don't know how to cure fibromyalgia. We don't know how to cure high blood pressure. We don't know how to cure diabetes. But we can give you something, for sure. That's my rant. We're moving into our call-in section now. I devote a whole half a show for you guys. I call it Your Time to Shine. Your Time to Shine. I got a phone number. That phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight on to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. I got a chat room. I'm opening up that chat. Give me just a minute. I'm opening up that chat. If you got questions, concerns, comments, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I'll be able to respond to you in the chat or over the air if you like. This is your time to shine. I done my piece. I just want to take another look, guys. Perspective is everything. Just another perspective. Try to live, man. And if you want to live, do the things that contribute to life. And if you don't know what that are, get a book. Go to a health food store and get a book. I don't know. That's up to you, ain't it? It's all up to you. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about hitting that chat or calling this line. And let you make up your mind. It's music. Thank you.
Le posso? Questo volo. Al passicano.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is a call-in show. So my chat room is open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. The subject tonight is your health. Is that dear to you? If you're looking at my site, there's a slideshow going around, and one of them slides says you don't make time for your health, you're going to be forced to make time for your illness. Hello? But if I told you to go to a health food store, you'd laugh at me. If I told you to start talking to you about herbalists and herbs and shit, you don't want to hear that, nuts and eating nuts and twigs. You finna go to Burger King, shit. You finna get you a bucket of chicken, call it a day. And you get sick, you're going to go to one of them private companies, hospitals, doctors, practices. And you're going to ask them, what's wrong with me? I'm sick. I'm sick. He don't know what's wrong with you. The doctors don't know what's wrong with you when you walk in there. They're going to stick a clipboard in your face and tell you to go over there and sit down and tell them what's wrong with you. You're going to have more information when you walk in about you than they do. And once they get that information from you, they're going to go in the back room and run that shit through a computer. And the computer is going to come back and say, if he got this symptom, and this symptom, he might have this. That's called a clinical diagnosis. A clinical diagnosis, not the classic diagnosis. We won't have the classic diagnosis. We won't know exactly what it is until we take some tests. That's the key. That's where the money at, until we take some tests. And so I'm gonna make you out another appointment. I'm going to make you out a subscription for them aches and pains. And in the meantime, we're going to take some tests. And when the tests come back, we will know what you really got. So we're going to take some blood tests. Yeah. We're going to take a biopsy and look at that. Oh, you back again? Okay, well, we're going to send you out for an MRI to my partner out here who owns a machine. To the machine we invested in, we ain't paid for it yet. And so to make some more money, we're going to go send you out for an MRI. Maybe that'll tell us what's really going on. In the meantime, run down to the pharmacy and get this, that, and the other. And when them tests come back, we'll give you a call. Well, the tests are back, but it's not conclusive. What we'd like for you to do is take another test. What we'd like to do is schedule you for another appointment. You can't blame a private industry for trying to make money. They got to stay in business. It ain't their fault. It's your fault for believing they got your best interest at heart. Come on, guys. Pharmaceutical companies got your best interest at heart? Have you ever seen the commercials? Law firms that come on in the middle of the night and say, have you or a loved one ever taken this drug? Call 1-800-FIGHT-BACK. You never heard that commercial? These are drugs that have been approved, that's been sold every day out there. And then one day you see in the newspaper, or you hear, on the radio or TV, have you or a loved one taken? That ain't funny. Tell the truth. You've given over your health. Corporations. You've given over everything to corporations, business, private enterprises, who reason for being is to make a profit. That's right. That's the way they do. That's their reason for being, to look after their shareholders and investors. If they want to keep getting shareholders and investors, they got to make sure them people make money off of their investment. So if your interest contradicts with the interests of their investors, guess who they're going to choose? Their investors. That's natural. That's understandable. It's a business. It's a private enterprise. Private doctors, private practices, private hospitals. They're businesses. Are you going to trust your personal health and your children's personal health? to these entities, these businesses? Pharmaceutical companies? You kidding me? OxyContin has a lawsuit against it right now for getting people hooked on opiates. But every drug dealer makes out like a bandit when you're hooked because he knows you're going to have to keep coming back. And if I can't get you hooked on the drug, if it's not addictive, I will just tell you that you have to take this this high blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life. Have anybody ever told you that? Did you hear people who are suffering from heart disease and high blood pressure and diabetes? Have you ever heard anybody say, you need to take this for the rest of your life? That's a drug dealer's dream. I'm never going to go out of business. But you got to come to me every month for another round of symptomatic relief, because I'm not going to sell you a cure. I can't cure diabetes. I'm not going to cure heart disease. I'm not going to cure cancer. I'm not going to cure anything. But we'll deal with your symptoms. Here's something for that muscle pain. Here's something for that runny nose. Here's something for this. Here's something for that symptom. Symptomatic relief is what they're into right now because it's ongoing. I mean, am I lying, guys? So here we go. You're going to depend on them folks for your health? Are you going to walk into a health food store tomorrow? Are you going to go to an herbalist? Herbs come from the earth, right? But you don't want to hear about that shit. Herbs? 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 If I told you turmeric, an herb, strengthen your immune system. If I told you elderberries would strengthen your immune system, would you go out and get some? Hell no. You're going to the chicken house. You got some pork chops to put on this. You got some steaks. And I told you, I'm no vegan. I'm no vegan guy. I'm not arguing for eating raw or vegans. I'm just saying I've always thought that there was some merit to eating things that still have life force in them, fruits and vegetables. Shit, I dropped a pinto bean down my sink one day, and I come back, and there was a plant growing up out of my sink. Tripped me out. I dropped a potato, sweet potato, in a glass of water, and I had vines all over the place. You telling me? Well, I'm just saying. I'm no vegan. I don't eat raw all the time. But I do say that I do feel that there's some merit to eating things that still have some life force in them versus eating the flesh of dead animals. There's got to be, I don't know. I haven't done the research, guys. Maybe eating the dead is okay. Maybe flesh eating is the way to go. I don't know. Sound ghoulish to me. So if you're still eating the flesh of dead animals, I can't stop you. My folks do it. They don't want to hear me talk about herbs. Herbs? Vitamins. Vitamins? You better eat this steak. You better eat this bacon. These pork chops. This chicken, and shut your mouth. And if you get sick, they got doctors out there, private enterprises out there that'll help you out. They'll give you a prescription for it, for the symptoms, not the cure, but the symptoms. And you can go back to eating whatever you want to eat. Go back to the burger house, chicken house. I don't know. You tell me. Do you think there's some merit to eating things that still have life force versus eating flesh, eating the flesh of the dead, eating the flesh of dead animals? They told me that you can get an animal disease by being close to animals, proximity. That's how an animal disease jumps over to a human. And I thought, how close can you get to an animal other than eating one? Swine flu? When I heard swine flu, I thought pork, pigs. When I heard avian flu, bird flu, I'm thinking chickens dying all over the place. I mean, it's called zoetopic disease. Look it up. They jump from humans to animals. Well, how does that happen? Proximity. How, if you spend a lot of time around animals. I don't spend a lot of time around animals. Oh, I forgot about eating them. That's pretty goddamn close. And COVID and these other things are all animal diseases. They've done jumped over to humans. I don't know. You tell me. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight on to the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I got my chat room open. You got questions, you got comments, concerns. Put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. We still got a little time, and this part of the show I dedicate to you, my listeners. It's your time to shine. I'm just going to give you a little music while you think about it. I'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time. And just keep in mind, guys, all of our shows are archived. If you're on my site and you stroll down, you'll see an on-demand section. All of our previous shows, including this one, an hour from now, will be on that on-demand list. So if you couldn't stay for the whole show, if you missed the show, you can come back 24/7, anytime. Hit that on-demand section, and you can play these shows at your leisure. So remember that. Also, if you look up at the top of my site, if you're on my site, there's a follow button. Hit that follow button, and you'll be notified when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share button. You can share this program with others who might be interested. You know, I was always taught to share when I was a kid. Let's share, guys. There might be other people who are interested. You can share with. And so, tonight we've been talking about your health. That's all. And we've been talking about who's responsible for your health. And you know what the answer to that is. You. Do you put yourself in the hands of a practitioner? A health practitioner? Even though you go to bed and wake up with your body every day of your life, when something goes wrong, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? You don't know. He's going to have you tell him because you got all the information. He's going to stick a clipboard in your face. Do your family has a history of this? Are you taking any medications? Do you have a sneezing, runny nose? When you get through giving him all of that data in the hospital or the clinic, he's just going to go to the back room with all that information you just gave him, punch that shit in the computer, and the computer going to add up the symptoms. Every disease that you know of is identified by a collection of lateral symptoms, i.e., if you got a runny nose and a scratchy throat, you may have a cold. If you got a runny nose and a scratchy throat, and sore muscles, and a fever, you may have an influenza, the flu. We don't know for sure. We're going to have to take some tests. So you get your clinical diagnosis right there, and you get sent down to the pharmacy. But they don't cure anything anymore. Symptomatic relief is what they have for you. You've seen the drug commercials on TV, guys. Beautiful commercials. And then just before they go off, they tell you the shit will kill you. And some of y'all ain't going to make it if you take this drug. Just before the drug commercial goes off, guys, the fine print comes out, the fine voice. Not the fine, since it's on video, it's the fine voice instead of the fine print now. But it's going to go by and tell you that this shit could kill you. But we told you in the fine print. If you didn't read it or you weren't paying attention, if you were so busy looking at the two beautiful couples in a bathtub together or riding a horse through a beautiful pasture or forest or whatever, and you think this drug might be right for you because look at them people. They happy. I'm taking so-and-so for my hepatitis, for my whatever. And then just before the commercial goes off, they said, no, this shit will kill you. It may cause this. It may cause that. You better talk to your doctor. They'll tell you at the end. Because I'm hearing doctors say that there was a time when as a doctor, I would give out a prescription to a patient. Now, patients are coming to me telling me what they want because they saw some shit on the TV. They done flipped the strip. The pharmaceutical companies done flipped the strip. They used to go straight to the doctors and get the doctors to give it to you. But now they got drug commercials. They didn't have drug commercials. They didn't have prescription drug commercials when I was a kid. Now they're all over the place. People are going to the doctor telling them what they want. Because they saw a flashy-ass commercial. And they didn't listen to it long enough to hear that last part. This shit'll kill you. Side effects, they call it. Oh, there are some side effects. But we got another drug for them side effects. Yeah. When I asked my grandmama, I said, Grandmama, what's all these medications in your medicine cabinet? She broke it down. She said, I take this for my blood pressure, but I can't sleep. And so they give me this so I can sleep. I take this for my nerve medicine. But I lose my appetite. So they give me this so she could tell me what all them different drugs were in her medicine cabinet. She had a bag of them till she died of health problems, not old age. You don't get it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. This ain't your, they ain't working in your interest, guys. Don't leave your life and your children's life up to them. If I ask you to go get a book on the human body, just on the human body, you got one. You know you have one. There should be a manual to come with it, I guess. You should teach it in school. The flashy commercials should be about health and how to take care of your health, preventive health, things, the best things to eat, the worst things to ingest. But the flashy commercials ain't about that. Flashy commercials are about drugs that you can take after you get sick. Not preventive, after you get sick. You think a drug company going to send you to a herbalist? Herbs come from the earth. Nature. You don't trust nature. You trust a doctor. You trust the pharmaceutical companies. They know better than nature, don't they? Even though nature has been around for 1 billion years. If I told you to go to an herbalist, you'd think I was trying to send you to a voodoo doctor or something. I don't know, guys. I'm just saying. Look after your health. Take responsibility. Don't depend on the government and pharmaceutical companies for your children and your health. Take control of your health and cut the bull. Advertising and all that mess. Find out about your body, guys. You got one. You live with it every day of your life. Go to bed and wake up with that body every day. If anybody's supposed to know what's wrong with it, it should be you, wouldn't it? It just makes sense to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can go about doing whatever you do, eating whatever you want to eat, depending that once you get sick, if you get sick, you can always go to a private business. And they'll look after you. They'll give you something to take. Pills and shots. You already took two shots for COVID. You're taking a booster for COVID. Now here come Delta, the variant, Delta COVID. And now there's Omicron COVID, and they got a new one out for that that's 30% effective. That's what it says in the paperwork. If it's 10 of y'all, 7 of y'all wasting your time. But they passed it anyway, and they're going to put that here for you. Tell doctors to give it to you, prescribe it to you. You're going to pay for it. And the wheels go round and round. And they'll be burying you soon. Not because somebody killed you. Not because you were in a traffic accident, plane crash or some shit like that. No, 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 no. Most of y'all going away from here for health problems. But health is the last thing you want to hear about. When the last time you've been to a health food store? When the last time you picked up a book on herbs or health? You ain't got time for that. But you know what that little message that's going across the screen on my site right now says? If you're looking at those slides going across my site, there's one that says, if you don't make time for your health, you're going to be forced to make time for your illness. I'm just saying. My lines are still open. I got a little bit more time, but my phone number is 563-999-3531. I'm going to give you just a little music, guys, and I'll be right back. We don't have much time left, but if you'd like to call, my lines are open. If you'd like to comment, my chat is open. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. where we talk about the things that affect your life every day. We just address them from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight I've been talking about who's responsible for your health. The government, political companies, who do you give up your health to? I'm saying take back your own responsibility for your health. That's revolutionary. That cuts off a lot of the money-making going on around your health, which may not be in your interest. I ain't trying to sell you anything. I told you, I'm no vegan. I don't necessarily eat raw. But I've always thought that there's some merit to eating things that have life force in them. Nuts, fruits, vegetables, than eating the flesh of dead animals. I don't know what you think. I want to thank everybody who listened in, for listening in tonight. And we'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. I appreciate you listening in. Just a little food for thought. Take control of something in your life. Don't leave everything up to the government or pharmaceutical companies and private businesses. When the rubber meets the road, your interest, their interest may not coincide with your own. They're in it for a different reason than to take care of you. They'll take care of your money. That's what, well, thank you for listening in tonight, guys. I'll see everyone tomorrow night at 7. We'll have a different subject probably, but keep in mind, revolution is just change. There's a lot of shit out here need change. Maybe all your life you laughed at people talking about eating nuts and twigs, herbs, herbalists, and all that kind of stuff. Well, herbs come from nature, and nature's been around longer than you. But you trust doctors. You trust private businesses to look after you and your family. One of these days, you may take control of your health. That'll be revolutionary. I want to wish everybody a good night tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to give you a little music as we take you out of here, and good night, everyone. Buenas noches. Bono note. It's good night. Ciao.